Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services news wrap for Sunday, August 31st, 2025. First up, we delve into the world of wages. As it stands, Australian real wages have stagnated, standing at a concerning 6.1% below their mid-2022 peak. The Reserve Bank of Australia is predicting change, anticipating an improvement holding wages around 5.5% below peak by 2027. The underlying issue here? Slow wage growth is impacting Australians' purchasing power, especially amidst rising living costs. At the same time, businesses are potentially seeing their revenue squeezed, which could delay our economic recovery. So what's next? The onus is on the Reserve Bank to implement policy adjustments and combat this wage stagnation that is pressuring both households and businesses alike. Strategies involving skills development and productivity enhancements could be the much-needed boost to wage growth. In the realm of superannuation, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC, has embarked on a critical legal action. Equity Trustees Superannuation Limited is in ASIC's crosshairs, following alleged negligence concerning the Shield Master Fund. Citing lapses in the fund's due diligence and oversight, ASIC claims that approximately $160 million in retirement savings is now at risk. Marking ASIC's first action of this nature, the case is set to pave the way for improved transparency and oversight in superannuation investments. Switching gears now to inflation. The Australian Bureau of Statistics recently reported a surprising jump in July's annual CPI inflation, clocking in at 2.8%, a noticeable increase from June's 1.9%. What impact has this had? Well, the unexpected rise has led to a delay in potential interest rate cuts by the Reserve Bank of Australia, initially slated for September. It seems a cautious observation of inflationary dynamics will steer the course in our monetary policy approach in the coming months. Coming up, we look at the challenges facing the Australian life insurance industry. This year, insurance premiums for group life policies offering long-term benefits have risen by a hefty 15% to 25%, according to Marsh Australia. The continued tightening of underwriting standards and the backing away from high-risk sectors means smaller firms and insurance companies with poor claims histories may find themselves hit the hardest. There's a silver lining, though. We're seeing a major insurer resume offering corporate life insurance outside superannuation. Remember, an informed decision is a smart decision. That concludes today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay informed, stay wise. Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. Till next time.